This is Senator Al Simpson. The environmentally divided House of Representatives has now decided to require a 60% reduction in the exhaust emissions that cause urban smog. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, who'd have thunk it? The House, led by a capable Californian whose state suffers severely from car exhaust, and a marvelous Michigander whose very livelihood depends on the production of cars, have come to an agreement on controlling smog. Now it's time for the Senate to get on with the task of delivering up a clean air bill. Like the House, we've been in legislative gridlock on this tough issue for 8 years. I suspect there will be some howls of outrage. The auto industry will protest against the added cost of adapting to the standards, and the jaded environmental groups will rail that we haven't gone far enough. I'm sure willing to find the middle ground. Ted, why won't you abandon your extreme position and do the same? The American public is waiting.
There you go again, old anti-environmental Al. You think any position to the left of James Watt is too extreme. For 8 years, we endured the Reagan administration's philosophy that standing still is moving too fast. Whenever real progress seemed inevitable, because cities across the country are choking on smog and people won't stand it anymore, you came down on the side of doing as little as possible by joining those who tried to undercut tough reforms. Now we have a president who wants to be the environmental president. Old log jams are breaking, and new attempts are underway to pass strong, clean air measures. But old anti-environmental Al is still playing Dr. Do Too Little. First, you endorsed President Bush's weak plan. The compromise you mentioned on automobile emissions is stronger than the Bush proposal, and now you've endorsed that. If this keeps up, Al, you may finally catch up with the right position on clean air instead of the far-right position. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the B-2 bomber. It's being built at Fort Knox. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.